Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it's time for three good things.
One, two, three.
Tell me something good.
Tell me.
Getting rid of these people here. First, Mr. Samir Naga. Not going to work here anymore anyway.
On this Labor Day weekend, we're going to laugh about, well, labor. And I'm going to let other people do all the work. Let's start with a cowboy giving us a history lesson about this holiday.
The first Labor Day in 1882 was actually a work strike. And that day off felt so good that they thought, we got to do this more often. Kids, this Labor Day will have to go to bed early since school has started up. But on that first Labor Day, kids had to go to bed early because work started up at the mines, or as they called it in the 1800s, second grade. And I'm sure it would make the workers back then proud as they fought the Pullman Rail Company to pay them livable wages, that one day there would be the added bonus of terrific deals on patio furniture.
Thank you, Labor Day Cowboy. Comedian Stephanie Tolov is asking people what they do for a living.
What do you do for work? Work for the city? So what do you... What does that mean? Like, what is, you guys, what's that work for the city? What is that? What do you walk around? I don't know what you do.
Yeah, it looks good. City looks good. Yep. No. I work here in the city. Thank you.
And stand-up Hannibal Buress says he just got an office job.
It's weird working in an office because I don't know how many times I'm supposed to say hello to people throughout the day. Because I keep seeing the same people. I'm like, I saw you 45 minutes ago. Should I say hello or should I just grumble under my breath? I don't know what to do. It's great. We got interns at the job. You can just tell them to do stuff. You got to be nice, though. I had this cat fax something. I handed him a couple pages. Now I'm handing him another page. Say, hey, man, fax something for yourself, too.
As the cowboy mentioned earlier, this holiday started out as a work stoppage. You can't talk about Labor Day without discussing unions, or as John Oliver opines, union busting.
Now, thankfully, it is against the law for companies to threaten workers that if they unionize, their workplace will close. However, hilariously, it is legal for them to predict that it'll shut down, which is obviously not a real distinction. When a loan shark threatens to break your legs, that's not meaningfully different from a loan shark predicting that legs will be broken as a result of market forces relating to lack of payment. And that prediction loophole can let a lot through. For instance, Columbia Sportswear brought in a consultant who freestyled to a captive meeting of workers about what could happen if they unionize.
And I see people, you know, just completely bankrupted. Marriage is lost, homes lost.
Company closing.
Yeah, sometimes that happens too. I mean, look at Detroit. All the auto workers there, I mean, tens of thousands of employees lost their jobs overnight.
Wow. That is a level of fear-mongering rarely seen outside an abstinence-only sex ed class. Don't join a union unless you want to end up pregnant, divorced, homeless, and Detroit.
Layoffs and horrible bosses and working 9 to 5 have long been plots for truly great cult classics at the movies.
The comedy hit of the season, says CBS Radio.
You're no fool. I've killed the boss. You think they're not going to fire me for a thing like that?
Playboy magazine calls it the liveliest office party of the year. And the New York Daily News says Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and Dolly Parton make a terrific team.
You can take your job and shove it.
Robert Hayes, star of Airplane, Barbara Hershey, Martin Mull. Take this job and shove it.
No Labor Day Three Good Things celebration would be complete without the best movie ever made about our workaday lives. Office Space.
I gotta get out of here. I think I'm gonna lose it.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
What would you say you do here?
Well, look, I already told you.
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand it? What the hell is wrong with you people?
Yeah, you apparently didn't put one of the new cover sheets on your TPS reports.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that. I forgot.
Yeah. You see, we're putting the cover sheets on all TPS reports now before they go out. Did you see the memo about this?
Yeah, I have the memo right here. I just, forgot.
What's happening?
We need to talk about your TPS reports.
Yeah, the cover sheet, I know. Bill talked to me about it.
Yeah. Did you get that memo?
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.